Hello, good morning. This is Sandrine. How can I help?
Hi, good morning. This is Edgar.
Hi, Edgar. How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm already tired.
Why? What happened?
Long day. It's only 9 o'clock. Hey, so I had a quick question. I'm looking at the who does the limitation report? Oh, my phone is not working
Limitation.
well. Yes, the limitation report.
And the auth limitations?
The coverage limitations.
Coverage limitations. It's Tejal
Rawal. Is he available?
Yes, she's.
You think I could talk?
Yeah, let me see. Just a moment.
Okay.
Actually, Tejal is not there, but her team member is there, so I'm just transferring you to...
Okay, yeah, let me talk to anybody that helps with that limitation report.
Sure.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. It's Edgar from Dr. Steiner's office. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. I'm doing good. Thank you. So I had a quick question. So I'm looking at the limitation reports right now for tomorrow's date of service.
Yes. Okay.
And I'm trying to understand something. Let's see. How do you guys conclude
right?
that we need for tomorrow's date? Which was sent Wednesday, 8/13 at 7:46 to make
sense. Okay. Yes.
Let me know when you're there. That way, I could kind of guide you to and for what I'm seeing as well. Just for I could have a little bit better understanding. Let me know when you're ready.
Hello.
Yes.
Which patient are you talking about?
All right. So it's going to be for number 14.
Okay.
That's just one example. His name is Stavone Antonio. Date of birth 3/26/1981.
Sorry, can you repeat it? Repeat
no,
date
no,
of birth?
3/26/81.
3/26.
81, correct.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. So I see here the remark, it says that you need a PCP referral.
Yes.
Right? Okay, so if you go into his actual chart and you go into patient documents, you go under sent medical records, there is actually a direct referral and a referral from the PCP. So that's why I'm not understanding why you are sending that limitation report if we have everything in our system.
PCP referral not miss, we just inform you this patient
mm-hmm.
have a referral. Requirement.
Yeah, we already have the referral and a direct referral for this particular patient.
direct referral.
Correct. We have both. We have...
Yes, we just sent in COVID limitation because of your information, FYI. That's why we sent, need to send need PCP referral in COVID limitation.
But the referral is already in the system, so I'm not understanding where you guys need it.
No, we just informing you, referral is required for this patient. No need to referral later or...
I know, you guys are telling me we need the PCP referral, but we have the PCP referral.
Okay, so if patient have referral letter in patient chart, so we can't send in COVID limitation, right?
Yeah, you don't need to let me know that they need it if they have it in the system already.
Okay.
I don't know if I can't share my screen over the phone, of course, but it's in here. I'm looking right at it. It says, let's see right here, Paradise Hills Primary Care, which is a primary PCP doctor. It says right here, no prior authorization required. You scroll down to the second to last page, and there's the direct referral from Melina. Date 1/15/2025. Medi-Cal. Everything's here, so that's why I'm not understanding why you guys letting us know that they need a PCP referral when we have a PCP referral. And, you know, this is not the only patient that I've caught like this, so
yeah.
That's why I'm just trying to understand.
Yeah, we sent all PCP referral in COVID limitation.
Yeah,
so
but you guys are saying it needs one, but we have it.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, so we don't, if they have the referral in our system, we won't schedule anybody without a PCP referral or a direct referral. So these, like, they don't make any sense to me or the office, pretty much. Because you guys are saying needs PCP referral, but the PCP referral is already in the system.
Okay, yes. Okay, so moving forward, if patient have referral letter in patient chart, so we can not send in referral details
in
coverage limitation, right?
No, yeah, because we already have the referral, so we should be fine. You don't have to send me that.
Okay, sure.
Because it makes it more work for you guys. You know, you have to type everything out, blah, blah, blah. But we have the PCP referrals. The only thing that we care about here, if there's no more insurance, if the insurance terminated, if they're not covered, or if the provider's out of network, something like that. But if not the PCP referral, because like I said, we would not schedule a patient with no referral in our system.
Sure.
It's impossible. We can't. Because then we can't get any of the information that we need to schedule the patient, you know, like any insurance information. So,
right.
Yeah, so, those we technically don't need. Like, the only ones that I would need is the one that says, like, status inactive, patient has Melina insurance ID, but policy number paid, policy premium paid to the date end of 7th. So this one's understandable because their insurance terminated on 7/31. So I could call this patient and let them know. According to CHG portal, Medicare Part B, blah, blah, blah. So I call the patient, hey, do you have the medical, can you bring your Medicaid ID number, your Medicaid card for we could input into the system. Same. But the PCP referral, we don't need because we have them in our system.
Okay, sure.
Okay.
We'll take care of
all
it.
Right.
I have one email sent to you for patient Karina Schaefer.
Karina, with the K.
Need to subject name is need to update COB query.
812. Give me one second. Let's see. Oh man. Oh, Tuesday. Sorry. I'm so lost. And you said at what time? Sorry.
Yes. So, in this patient, patient's primary insurance is Anthem BCBS. It's already term on June 1st, 2025.
When did he send this?
Edgar. I sent all of those.
Yeah, no. I'm trying to find it. That's why. Tuesday at what time? For today?
No, yesterday. I sent yesterday 4:45.
Yesterday at 4:45.
Sorry, 4:45 is Indian time. So.
Yeah.
you just my time. Yeah. Okay. You can search by subject.
Okay.
Need
Karina
to update COV. Yes. Correct.
Okay. Perfect. I found it. Okay. Yeah. 8:15 our time. Technically.
Okay.
Okay. Striker portal. The patient's primary insurance. Anthem Blue Cross. ID number was terminated June 5th. Can complete that patient to. Benefit for the date July 7th. Oh, okay. So we're gonna back retro. Okay.
Yes. So please ask to patient update COB so we can bill primary insurance
instead of Stryker.
Yes.
Because that's a secondary insurance. Okay, I got it. Don't worry. I'll call the patient right now.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it. Yes.
Hello. Yeah, Edgar. Yeah. I have the same concern for one patient.
Hold on. Let me write all this down. Sorry. Because I know I'll get lost. Hold on.
I'm also sending yesterday's minutes of meeting, and I'll include this patient in there as well.
Okay.
Yeah. So. So the patient's claim ID is 113577.
Hold on.
Yeah.
I don't think I could change it by for claim ID. Ugh.
I can give you the
account
date
number.
Of
birth. Alright, yeah, date of birth or account number, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. So, date of birth is November 28th of 47.
Okay, for Lina?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. What's going on with this patient?
Yeah, so there is a coordination of benefits of issue, and patient is enrolled with BCBS as well as of Medicare.
Oh, so her Medicare is assigned to Blue?
Yes. And even Medicare is also denying their claim as other payer is responsible and BCBS is also not covering.
Assigned to Blue. Hold on, give me 1 second. Let me check the referral. Because that was probably something that she did last minute or didn't inform us. Give me 1 second. Oh, man. Yeah, we haven't had any updated insurance. Okay, so we need the Blue ID number. Is that what you're letting me know?
No, actually, patient needs to update the coordination of benefits with both the payers. So they just need to tell them who is the primary and who is covering as secondary. So their claims
okay.
can be get auto-processed.
Got it. Okay, so we just need to make sure that... Oh, we do have a Blue of California.
Mm-hmm.
So we just got to switch it in the system.
We tried switching that, but still we got the denial stating patient other insurance is responsible.
So she has a third insurance?
No. Maybe she's having like both the insurance. So in that case, there might be a possibility that Medicare is primary or BCBS is secondary. But she hasn't updated that with their insurance companies. and because of that both are denying.
So none of the insurance companies know which one's the primary?
Yes.
How is that possible?
And both are not covering.
There is no way. Okay. Okay, let me call the patient. First she could pick which one's her primary before she could call them.
Yes. Okay, great. Thank you so much, Edgar.
I'll call patient. Okay. Perfect. I'll call them right now.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Likewise.